I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In our last show, we looked at how the cost of playing softball compared to the cost of participating in other hobbies and sports. And at the end of that show, I asked you what other pastimes were eating into your bank accounts. Well, I got some really eye-opening answers. Here are some quotes. I built race cars in my off time before softball. Do you realize that a rotating assembly can cost upwards of $3,000, and that doesn't include the bearings, seals, gaskets, and engine block machining? Another. Try riding a snowmobile. I bought a $12,000 sled and $18,000 more in upgrades and a turbo system. Now add in $8 a gallon for racing fuel, and it adds up fast. Or this. Bicycle racing. When I was riding competitively, my wheels alone were over $2,000, and I think my whole setup was like $7,400. What about amateur hockey? Quote, we used to pay $1,500 a season in league fees for my son from age 6 to 11, then $3,500 to $4,500 a season for high school and travel hockey, and there are two seasons a year, winter and summer. Another writer says, I'm surprised nobody has mentioned skiing or snowboarding. Maybe it's just because I'm from Utah, but it's a very popular hobby around here, a hobby that can eat thousands of dollars away very quickly. Next, try tournament paintball. $1,200 just for your gun, another $90 for your tank, $50 for a hopper, $50 to $95 for a mask, and $65 or more for a case of paintballs, and you'll probably use 3 to 5 cases per tourney. Yep, my wife loved it when I went to just softball. Another listener says, I did paintballing 12 years ago, and my gun cost me $1,100 with tank and 2 barrels. Paint was around $40 to $60 a box, and when I first got started, I was going through a box per day. Another note says, a buddy of mine and his dad are into cigarette boat racing. They literally drop $200,000 to $250,000 of their own money a year. Now, I'd never heard of cigarette boats, so I looked it up. Cigarette boats are speed boats that got that name because they were used to smuggle cigarettes between Canada and the United States. Before that, they were called rum runners, and you can guess why. A musician who also plays softball writes that his guitar and accessories cost him $5,000, and his drum rig is worth more than $4,000. He also plays hockey, and he spent $6,000 on that equipment. A muskie fisherman says his boat was $16,000, plus the never-ending insurance payments and gas purchases. His fishing rods are $200 each, his fishing reels another $200 each, and he has to pay lodge bills when he stays somewhere overnight, or more likely, for several nights. A pool player says, I had a nice custom pool cue that cost me about $2,000, and the crazy part was I didn't have just one pool cue. I had another one that cost around $1,500 and a couple of others in the $500 to $700 range. A hunter writes, I have about $15,000 in guns right now and another $5,000 in ammo. And finally, a mountain biker tells me his bike was a bargain at $5,000 and his gear another $1,000. So I ask you again, who's griping about the cost of softball bats? Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on coaching, managing, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.